NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang meets with Trump to discuss AI export controls, state-by-state regulation. By Lucas Nolan on December 4, 2025. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang met with President Donald Trump on Wednesday to discuss AI chip export restrictions and voiced his opposition to state-level regulation of artificial intelligence. CNBC reports that NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang held discussions with President Donald Trump on Wednesday, focusing on the critical issue of chip export restrictions. The meeting comes amidst ongoing deliberations by lawmakers on whether to include an artificial intelligence chip sales measure in the Comprehensive National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA. During his interaction with reporters on Capitol Hill, Huang emphasized NVIDIA's support for export controls, stating, "I've said it repeatedly that we support export controls, and that we should ensure that American companies have the best and the most and first." The proposed Guaranteeing Access and Innovation for National Artificial Intelligence Act, GAIN-AI Act, would prioritize U.S. companies' access to AI chips produced by manufacturers like NVIDIA and Advanced Micro Devices before allowing sales to countries like China. Huang is opposed to the potential law, telling reporters, "The GAIN-AI Act is even more detrimental to the United States than the AI Diffusion Act." Breitbart News reported in November that Huang said China would win the AI race, before walking back those comments. In a stark warning from the head of the world's most valuable company, NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang has asserted that China is set to emerge victorious in the global competition for AI dominance. Speaking at the Financial Times Future of AI Summit, Huang highlighted the contrasting approaches taken by the two superpowers, with China benefiting from lower energy costs and a more flexible regulatory environment. Huang's comments were unambiguous. The Times quotes him as saying, "China is going to win the AI race." Huang's comments come amidst ongoing tensions between the U.S. and China over advanced technology, particularly in the semiconductor industry. The Trump administration recently maintained a ban on NVIDIA selling its most advanced chips to Beijing, despite a meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping. After facing backlash to his China comments, Huang began backpedaling by issuing a statement on X after telling the FT that China is going to win the AI race. "Now the company says it's vital America wins by racing ahead and winning developers worldwide." The NVIDIA CEO also strongly criticized the concept of state-by-state AI regulation, warning that such a fragmented approach could severely hinder the industry's progress. "State-by-state AI regulation would drag this industry into a halt and it would create a national security concern, as we need to make sure that the United States advances AI technology as quickly as possible," Huang asserted, advocating instead for a unified federal AI regulation. Huang recently praised Trump during an appearance on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast. "President Trump is very different. He surprised me," Huang told Rogan during Wednesday's episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. "First of all, he's an incredibly good listener. Almost everything I've ever said to him, he's remembered. Yeah, people only want to look at negative stories about him, or negative narratives about him," Rogan said, to which the NVIDIA CEO replied, "Part of his charm, well, part of his genius is he says what's on his mind." "Yes," Rogan concurred, adding that President Trump's more authentic manner of communication is like an anti-politician in a lot of ways. Read more at CNBC here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.